Let's call this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council to order. November 19th, 2018. First item is approval of the agenda. We have a first by Rhea.
Second.
Second by Becca. Any discussion on that? Do you want to? We have a first and second on the floor. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We have an agenda. Executive session. Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it over to you.
There is a request for executive session. Discuss one contract matter. No action is expected. I'll also be discussing or making comments on one legal matter as well. And again, no request for action is anticipated after the executive session.
Is there a motion for exec? We have first by Terry.
Second.
Second by Mike. All those in favor of exec, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're off to exec.
All right, we're back in regular session. Please stand, remove cover, and join us for Pledge of Allegiance.
Included in the packet was November 6th Planning Commission minutes and also the hotel bid board from 11-6. Item 6 is announcements and praise. We have Small Business Saturday proclamation. We've done this here for a lot of years. I think it's important, especially in a small town like ours and a town that's comprised of many small businesses. So I'll read this proclamation. Small Business Saturday, whereas the government of Sturgis, South Dakota celebrates our local small businesses and the contributions they make to our local economy and community. According to the United States Small Business Administration, there are currently 30.2 million small businesses in the United States. They represent 99.7% of all businesses with the employees in the United States, are responsible for 65.9% of new jobs created from 2000 to 2017. Whereas small business employ 47.5% of the employees in private sector of the United States, and whereas 90% of the consumers in the United States say Small Business Saturday has had a positive impact on their community. Whereas 89% of consumers who are aware of Small Business Saturday said that day encourages them to shop small all year long. Whereas 73% of consumers who reportedly shop small at independently owned retailers and restaurants on Small Business Saturday did so with friends and family. Whereas the most reported reason for consumers aware of this day to shop and dine at small independently owned businesses was to support their community. Whereas Sturgis, South Dakota supports our local businesses that create jobs, boost our local economy, and preserve our communities. Whereas advocacy groups as well as public and private organizations across the country have endorsed the Saturday after Thanksgiving as Small Business Saturday. Now, therefore, I, Mark Carstensen, the Mayor of City of Sturgis, do hereby proclaim November 24th, 2018 as Small Business Saturday. In line with that, next Thursday is the tree lighting ceremony down at the Harley-Davidson Rally Point, and our parade of lights is the following day on Friday, and certainly encourage people to shop locally and enjoy the events that are happening this holiday season. With that, does council have any other announcements or praise to add? Daniel, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you for the city manager's report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. The first thing I'd like to do is make an announcement that on November 28th, Wednesday, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the community center, there is a community meeting regarding the Woodland Drive project that is ongoing, and the second phase hopefully will be started tomorrow if the council approves a contract that is currently on your agenda. Again, that is on Wednesday, November 28th at the community center from 4 to 6 p.m., and letters are going out to anyone who lives within, I think it was, how many, a range of the project area. Letters of invitation are going out tomorrow within a range of that project site. Second thing is payroll changes. We do have some new paramedics that are joining our ambulance service, needed paramedics. During orientation, they do make minimum wage, but then upon completion of the orientation, they make the pay scale based on if you're a paramedic, it's $17 an hour. If you're an EMT, it's $12 an hour. In the community center, I'm happy to announce that we have a new lifeguard who is going to be starting, which will allow our regular employees to focus on their regular jobs. In the streets department, we are going to be hiring tomorrow a new streets heavy equipment operator who will be working for us. And then in our police department, we have an animal shelter support staff who is a part-time employee that covers when there's a vacation or sick leave for two regular employees. Unless there are any questions on that, there is one other announcement I'd like to make is that Rhea is being appointed as the city representative for the Motorcycle Museum Board, and that'll be effective tomorrow. I'm sure she'll be focused on the expansion efforts of the museum. So welcome, Rhea.
Thanks, Daniel. Item 8 is consider consent calendar. We have A through E tonight, setting a public hearing in our minutes. Does council wish to remove any of these A through E items to discuss individually? So we have a motion by Mike to remove C, D, and E to discuss individually. Anybody in the public want to remove A or B to discuss individually? Is there a second to the motion? Well, Mike, is that to approve A and B and discuss?
Yes. Go ahead. Yeah, please.
That being said, I move to approve A and B and move C, D, and E to discussion.
We have a first by Mike. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second by Dave. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. Faye, please note unanimous with the minutes in there. Brings us to item C, which is the special events consumption permit for the classic movie night at the community center. I guess, Mike, do you have a particular question?
Okay. This is an SEL. So who's going to be performing the SEL?
Mr. Mayor, one of the differences with this is it's being provided, but it is not, there's no charge for the movie or for the cheese and crackers and wine that's being provided. And because of the fact that it's simply consumption on what would be public property, it does come under the consumption-only permit. I know it seems very similar to the kind of activities that have had a special event license, but because this is essentially a complimentary event, it would seem to fall under the consumption-only permit authority. That's authority that exists both under city ordinance but also under state statute. I'd be glad to respond to questions.
That leads me into the next one then. Who's providing the alcoholic beverage?
My understanding is it's from the Josh Wine sponsorship that the city has during the rally. Is that correct, Daniel?
Yes. Okay.
Isn't that a pretty fine line stating that the state law says you cannot give alcoholic beverage away?
I can certainly check with the Department of Revenue, but I do believe it's consistent with their current practices or their current enforcement practices.
Last time, I've been contacted by a couple of the Arts Council. Last time this was done at the Civic Center, they were charged $300, and it went to the movie equipment fee. So I just wanted knowing that I think this should have been noticed. There should have been a public notice on this, and it should have been a resolution. It should have went to committee. Other than just showing up on a council agenda, this should have been discussed in legal and finance.
This was discussed at rallying events.
I know.
Committee meeting.
And it was also discussed at the bid board.
Yes.
What I'm saying is there's only four councilors knew anything about this until we got the advanced package. And that's not right. Not right. This should have went through committee. And I don't know where rallying events gets the authority to move this forward. Anyway, enough said with that one.
Any other questions from council or public discussion on subset C? No discussion being heard. Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
We have first by Ron and a second by Becca to approve the consumption permit. Any last discussion, public or council?
Yep, Becca and Ron. Yep.
All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no?
No.
That motion carries. Moving to subset D, this is a resolution for a plat for Scott Peterson Motors. Daniel, do you want to, or Mike, do you have a particular question at all? You were looking for a staff report.
Well, we need to come back to some consistency. We need to come back to an order of the way we're going to do business as a governing body and as a governing board. This is a plat. And again, the public is unaware of this because it's on consent. This is not noticed to the public, and I think that is a protocol problem that we, the council, need to address. And for that reason, and that reason alone, I have heartburn with these type of things being under consent where they can just kind of be walked over. There needs to be rules and requirements of what goes on consent without public notice.
Any other discussion from council?
A couple of things that when there's actually notice in a paper or anything like that, that is done when it's a required public hearing. Given the cost as well as the time frame, that's the only time the city has historically ever noticed anything is if a required public hearing is made. When it's resolutions to approve plats, they have continually been placed on the consent calendar because it's considered ordinary business. The times when they actually get placed on the report section of the agenda is if there's seeming controversy over an issue, then at that point we'll place it down onto the report section. Given that this went through the Planning and Zoning Commission with absolutely no comments, there was no concern. With that being said, anytime an item is on the consent calendar, it automatically can be taken off at the request of any of the council members or a member of the public.
Is there a policy at planning whether it goes through one time or twice presented at the planning board?
No. It always just goes through once, unless it's a required public hearing. If it's a required public hearing, then at that point you set a public hearing.
Now, what does this do to the city? Paragraph D here. What implications are there involved with this to the city of Sturgis?
Sorry, what do you mean by paragraph D on the resolution?
If we're going to take this on, I'm not even sure our employees know that we're taking it on, let alone the public. We're going to take on another park.
This is not accepting any property. This is adjusting a lot line. If we were actually accepting public property, then that would be different.
Coming, right?
We have continually told Scott Peterson Motors as well as SEDC, which is as well as Dolan Creek Estates and others, that the city's not accepting additional property. I'm not going to say that there won't be a request in the future, but we have had no discussions with the property owner for at least 3 years regarding that subject. I don't know of a new request that will be made. I'm sure at some point there will be another request made. The primary purpose of this plat, though, is to remove property out of the floodway so that their property insurance is lower, so that it makes it easier for that corner parcel to actually be developed.
As long as we don't overtax our employees or it requires an additional employee, FTE position, this is quite a large area to mow.
This is not accepting any property for the city, any maintenance for the city, or anything else. It's simply adjusting a property lot line.
At present time.
Considering what you've discussed and told us and the fact that it's gone through planning and zoning, I would move to approve resolution 2018-71.
We got a first by Dave.
Second.
We have a second by Rhea. Any further discussions, public or council, on subset D of the consent calendar? And being heard, all those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no?
No.
That motion carries.
Can I make a comment to
Certainly.
This?
Certainly, yep.
As long as this, we're going to do business this way, and we've set the trend for the future, then I would hope that we would never even see these hit council's agenda. If they have no standing to the public, then why are they even hitting the piece of paper? So I would expect that we never see these under consent again.
I think what Daniel was referring to, though, Mike, is the state statutes that require the public hearing notice versus the impact that it, you know, still needs to come to council for sure.
I understand that, and I understand the law. The point is we're not following the law for the proper notice.
I know it's just an opinion. I like a legal opinion on this. Greg, do you have anything to say about this?
Well, I wasn't aware that it was a question that was going to come up. I don't believe that this, the way this is presented tonight is it's on the consent calendar, but it can be removed for discussion and has been removed so that there can be discussion on it. There is not a statutory requirement for a published notice and public hearing for this particular action. So that's what I believe is required by state law. I'll check, and if something different, I'll certainly visit with council and the manager in regard to that.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Oh, that was a lot. Yeah, we had that motion. So that brings us subset E. It's resolution 2018-72. This is another plat. Up in Palisades between two landowners, two houses. Mike, I imagine same points or?
Same point.
Yep. Thank you. Any public or council discussion on this matter?
I would just like to say that, you know, having this on the consent calendar does give the opportunity for the public to see what is going on. They have the opportunity to read the packet and find out what is being done. And they also have the opportunity, if they need to speak up, to ask, because you always ask if there's any public input on the consent to calendar or if anything should be removed. So I'm saying that the way we're doing it is probably okay.
Any further discussion on subset E, resolution 2018-72?
I agree with what Ron had to say, and I would move to approve resolution 2018-72.
Okay. We have a second by Jason and a first by Dave. Last opportunity for discussion on subset E, public or council. None being heard, all those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Brings us to claims.